This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, it is a Medal of Honor Monday, and I can't wait. That's coming up about an hour from now. Oh, we have things to discuss tonight. Sky is green type things. Remember St. George Floyd? There was no drug overdose. That's interesting. We're going to talk about budget deficits. Joe Biden's at the beach. We're going to talk about Deborah Birx, why a lot of people have to go to prison, government people. We're going to talk about ways to protect yourself, sowing and reaping, and an attack we should probably be concerned about. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to begin here. I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine you're sitting in your home. Maybe it's your house. Maybe it's your apartment. And you're going about your day. It's the evening time. Family there. Just had family dinner. People are reading books. Maybe playing on their phones. Watching some TV. And you start to hear what sounds loud, like a loud crowd somewhere, which is odd because you don't live right in Times Square, but there's a loud crowd marching. They sound angry. They sound like they're getting closer, and they're getting closer, and they're getting closer. And soon, you're staring out your blinds, and it looks like they're heading your way. That's a little concerning, but you're not that worried, right? You haven't done anything. You've just been relaxing. You went to work that day. You weren't in any kind of controversies or anything like that. Surely they're not coming for you. But as the crowd approaches, you see that obviously many of them are armed, sticks, clubs, bats with nails in them. Many of them have signs as well, and that's your name on some of the signs. And they're not saying nice things about you. And soon, that crowd shows up in your home. And you're scared. You're calling for help. Cops tell you they're not going to be able to make it out. They're overworked. Sorry, it might be 20 minutes or so. Crowd begins to throw things through your windows, bricks through the windows. Kick it in the front door, and before you know it, they're on you like a tidal wave. Your family's screaming, crying. Everyone's scared. These people who've overwhelmed you, they're so young, though. One of them, you recognize him. He goes to high school with your son. These are high schoolers, neighborhood college kids, but the people in your town. And they're dragging you and your family out of your home. And they begin beating you to death, these kids. Now, what I just described may sound like some horror movie thing or something that obviously could never take place here. But the whole point of this talk was that was the Cultural Revolution in China. And do you want to know what your sin was? Do you want to know why they came for you? They had special poster boards made for you. Do you want to know why? What the real reason was? Because your father, not you, your father was a landlord. He owned a couple apartment complexes as a landlord, and he rented apartments to people. You were targeted because your father is a landlord. And they beat you and your family to death. 2 million people beaten and tortured to death during the Cultural Revolution in China. And who were those people? Well, as I tried to convey just a second ago, when we think about these communist monsters, it's very tempting. Look, the mind honestly plays a trick on you. It's very tempting to think about them as men, older, kind of ugly, rough-looking men, right? That's what it's easy to picture them that way. But you see,
The communist revolutionaries who've done all the torturing and murdering, they weren't grizzled old men. They were what you would consider to be kids. High school kids. Teenagers. College kids. And the American mind, it plays a trick too, because it has an old way of thinking. Maybe you've fallen into this trap when you think about college kids these days. Maybe you roll your eyes a little bit, mock them. Oh, gosh, these kids. It's kids today. They'll grow up when they start earning a paycheck. Right, Marv? Maybe you've said things like this. Ah, they'll wake up when they find out about the real world. These naive college kids. I would argue if you're still saying that, you have no idea who surrounds you inside of your country. Would you like a little example? And no, we haven't done a bunch of the Israel-Hamas stuff here because I've been talking about our domestic issues are priority one, and this actually is going to tie to that, but there's something very interesting out there. Just a reminder to you that when we're talking about the raid of Israel, that we're talking about atrocities, horrible ones, done to babies, pregnant women, women young and old, children executed, parents burned alive with their kids. That's what we're talking about. Would you like to hear what Americans think about that? 18 to 24-year-old Americans. Remember, they just uncovered the body of a mother and child holding each other as they were burnt to death. 76% of 18 to 24-year-old voters say the killing was justified. Defended it. Now, I don't care what you think about Israel, Hamas. That's not 18 to 24-year-old Palestinians, 18 to 24-year-old Syrians, Chinamen, Australians. That's 18 to 24-year-old Americans. Those naive college kids who they're going to come out of it any second now are not naive college kids. And that's not how they see themselves. They see themselves as communist revolutionaries. And it would take but a spark, but a little nudge, and they would be all over you like white on rice. Now, what would that nudge come from, though? Maybe you're sitting there saying, but Jesse, I'm not involved in any of this. Jesse, they would surely never come for me. No, you don't understand how communist revolutions work. And you don't understand that we now have generations of Americans who will wholeheartedly participate in a cultural revolution here at the drop of a hat. They tell you it over and over and over again. In poll after poll, interview after interview, they explain to you in detail that they believe you are a Nazi. They believe you should be arrested. They believe you should be hurt. You should be sent to prison. Your children should be taken away from you. You have to be deprogrammed. You're a threat to democracy. You're a threat to America. They've told you over and over again what they think. Why do you think, and everyone's playing this today, and they're all taking this the wrong way and getting the wrong lesson from it. Why do you think Corinne Diversity Hire answered the question about American anti-Semitism like this? Why?
I'm concerned right now about the potential rise of anti-Semitism in light of everything that's going on in Israel.
So a couple of things. Look, we have not seen any credible threats. I know there's been always questions about credible threats. Just want to make sure that that's out there. But look, Muslim and those perceived to be Muslim have endured a disproportionate number of hate-fueled attacks.
Everyone's outraged about it today. What? There's not a rise. A Detroit synagogue leader just got knifed to death. It's everywhere. What's she doing? You know what she's doing? She's doing exactly what they're going to do when these people bring about a fiscal collapse. She's protecting the communist street animals who are on her side, who rely on her for protection. It's not more complicated than that. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, AOC, Joe Biden, Victoria Nuland, Susan Rice, You name it, Corinne Diversity hire. I want them to condemn this, condemn that. Why would they condemn it? These people don't have foreign enemies. They have domestic enemies, and their domestic enemies are you. And you might not think that way, and you might not want it to be that way. I don't want it to be that way. But you had better wake up and grow up and accept that that's how it is. You are surrounded by teenagers and college students, and they're not flowery hippies smoking weed on the lawn. They are tip of the spear, red guards, no different than Chairman Mao, and it will only take a nudge to send them to your door for crimes, real and imagined. And you know what? Let's do a little bit more cultural revolution talk, because maybe you're thinking, it can't happen here. Jesse's being over the top. That's crazy. So why did it happen there? Let's talk about it real quick, shall we? Before we do that, right about now is the time to begin investing in things that will allow you to stop a bad person from hurting you. Now, not tomorrow, not next week, now. Me? I've got an AR-10 being built for me as we speak. Made that call this morning. I see what's happening out there. Do you at least carry a hero gun or a hero arrow on your person? It's non-lethal. You don't need a concealed carry permit. Please tell me in the very least you're doing that. Tell me if you run into a commie horde today who wants to do you harm, that you have some way to stop them. Hero gun shoots pepper balls. They explode on impact. Hero arrow shoots pepper gel. Get one. Hero2020.com code Jesse gets you a special discount. State restrictions may apply.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, doing a hopefully very revealing and helpful brief little history lesson here on the Cultural Revolution and the animals who surround us now in this society. America's young people, a powder keg ready to go. The communists in this country view them as a standing army. They view themselves as a standing army. Ah, that's crazy. Except they tell you it over and over and over again. Now, what would provide such a nudge? What in the world would take these flowery little college students and turn them into people who put nails in baseball bats to go beat teachers to death? That's what they did in the Cultural Revolution, by the way. What would push them to do such a thing? Surely nothing would happen, right? Okay, all right. I'm going to read you a couple things. Before I get to those, I just want to make sure we understand why the Cultural Revolution happened. You see, Mao, he was the big cheese in China, obviously, once they took over. And Mao decided to go with the Great Leap Forward, he called it. Pretty much the largest disaster, man-made disaster in human history. He starved 40 million, 50 million, look, pick your number, no one knows how many, 40 to 50 million of his own countrymen were starved to death. A disaster on a global scale. Now, this 20 years, well, it's not 20 years, but roughly 20 years of Mao being in power, because of the failures of the Great Leap Forward, Mao was, I don't want to say on the outs, that's not fair, he was not on the outs, but remember, there are varying degrees of totalitarian control in communist empires. Stalin was technically just the general secretary. He was just part of a central committee, after all. But he ruled with an iron fist, and everyone knew it. Mao, in the beginning, ruled with an iron fist. But because there was so much death and failure, there was no more iron fist. He was now more of the central committee type. And Mao enjoyed that iron fist. So what Mao did was he took a society that had been ravaged by famine of his own making, that had been ravaged by war. Remember, they'd been to war after war after war. The Japanese had pretty much just got done invading 20, 30 years earlier, and that was horrific. He took a society that was a powder keg ready to blow, and he recognized how advantageous it could be for him to use the anger and use the fact that young people's brains aren't fully developed. There's a reason they use child soldiers all the time in Africa. There's a reason in S21 prison and for Pol Pot and the communist takeover of Cambodia that all the guards, the prison guards, again, we view them as these grizzled old communists. They were 14-year-old boys, Cambodian boys. They weighed like 95 pounds out there beating people to death by the thousand. Mao, when Mao looks at young people, Mao saw an army that could solve his problem. What is Mao's problem? Is it the 40 million dead? No. Is it this country or that country? No. Mao only saw domestic enemies, the same way our communists do, domestic enemies. And that youth army, well, he could take all their anger and he could aim them at his domestic political enemies and clean out any opposition to him. And he did so. Years of this destruction, death, misery, the tearing down of statues, tearing up cemeteries, street signs. None of this sounds familiar, does it? And of course, finding who was responsible for all this. Why landlords? Well, of course, anybody who was well-to-do was responsible for this. Anybody who had something the other person didn't was responsible for this. You certainly haven't seen the Democrats in this country classify you that way, have they? Oh, they have, haven't they? And that brings us to this. The United States budget deficit was $1.7 trillion. $1 trillion. That's up 23%. We are at a time of fiscal disaster coming our way, and it's coming fast. And let me pause real quick. Don't do the thing people do when they say, Jesse, they've always been warning about this and it's never happened in my lifetime. Well, debt disaster doesn't happen until it happens, pal. It's coming. It is a disaster. And yet, they all seem remarkably unconcerned. Why are they also unconcerned? I mean, after all, we have money for everybody.
I also wanted to say a few words about the supplemental request that we detailed to all of you on Friday. Under President Biden's leadership, we have rallied a global response to Putin's invasion of Ukraine and provided aid to Israel following Hamas's barbaric terrorist attack. We now need Congress to provide additional resources that will advance our national security and support allies, our allies and partners, in their fight against tyrants and terrorists. The supplemental the president put forward invests in American defense industrial base to ensure our military readiness.
Yes, of course, she goes on to explain why it's absolutely critical that America send another $100 billion, $200 billion, pick your number, overseas. It's as if they don't care about the fiscal disaster. But why? Let's talk about why in just a moment. Let's also do something else. Let's make sure we're getting ready. Getting ready involves a lot more than food, ammo, guns, and the fun stuff. Are you getting physically ready? No, No. You don't need to go be a Navy SEAL. Are you keeping yourself in some kind of shape, getting in better shape? Are you making sure your T levels are up? Ladies, are you making sure your hormone levels are where they should be? Ah, but Jesse, I don't know how to do that. Nobody does, except for Chalk. Chalk, they have natural herbal supplements, not big pharma stuff that'll make you worse. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. And believe me when I tell you, the times are coming where we're going to need a whole lot of testosterone on our side. Fellas, go get moving now. I've been on one over a year. I'll never get off the male vitality stack. Ladies, female vitality stack for you. But no matter what you're looking for, you will find natural solutions at chalk.com, chok.com. Get a subscription to whatever you want. They're 35% off subscriptions with the promo code Jesse. So go get one. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask
I almost called it an Ask Dr. Jesse Monday. Why would I? It's because I'm looking at an Ask Dr. Jesse question from Friday. I almost fooled you and fooled myself. See, I did that on purpose, Chris. I did, Chris. I wanted to keep the, look, Chris, you have to keep the audience on their toes. So whenever I make a mistake or something like that, it's always on purpose to see if people catch it. See, that's all. What? Chris, you know what? I don't believe you when you say stuff. Now, let's go back to the cultural revolutions. We're talking about America, America's young people. Why are they all marching forward as if there's not a fiscal disaster coming? $1.7 trillion budget deficit. My goodness, it's coming, and it's coming fast now. And it's not just Democrats either. Mitch McConnell, did you hear him sat down? Just listen to these people.
If you look at the Ukraine assistance, let's talk about where the money's really going.
I just want to spoil this. I'm going to go ahead and let him talk too. But people are angry about the Ukraine money now. It's just the fact. The public pools are not there. They don't want the money sent. Now, what they're doing is they're telling you, well, look, all the tax money we steal from you, we're going to spend a lot of it here at home. And that's, they think that's an explanation.
A significant portion of it's being spent in the United States in 38 different states, replacing the weapons that we sent to Ukraine with more modern weapons. So we're rebuilding our industrial base.
That's what.
By the way, you're being emotionally manipulated here. This is what the GOP loves to do. If you don't support their trillion-dollar deficits, then you don't support the military. They do this every time. Well, I guess you want the military to be weak. Okay, so Mitch McConnell says we have to keep spending. Diversity IR says we have to keep spending. So then the fiscal calamity comes. Well, why are all these young people so murderous? Why are so many 18-year-olds in America now, 76%, totally fine with rape and murder and baby death? Why? Well, because we, quote, conservatives, we wanted to be really nice and tolerant of people like this who've been educating these children.
My name is Megan, and I teach middle school. I have 6th grade history students and 8th grade English students, and I talk a lot on the internet about anti-racism. So if guilt is what brought you to this video, that's fine. That's kind of like how this all starts. And people definitely want to feel like they're a good person, a good white person, not one of the people who is racist. I'm a big fan of this book. This one's called White Awake, An Honest Look at What It Means to Be White, and it's by Daniel Hill. Daniel Hill is a pastor, so this book does come from the perspective of like whiteness and how it manifests itself in the church. If you are at all religious, I feel like this one is really, really, really important because he frames the issue.
Generation after generation after generation have been taught you're evil, you're bad, you're a Nazi, America's evil, it's bad, it's evil, it's bad, it's evil, it's bad. And so when these people finally do push us over the fiscal cliff, when they do, and they will, Republicans and Democrats, they will, no question about it. When they do that, they're not going to own it. I know we all probably dream of that one day. Oh my gosh, when the fiscal collapse really comes, man, they're going to have to get up and say, man, I really made a big boo-boo. I printed too much money and spent too much. My bad. The entire history of the world says that will never happen. But you know what will happen when fiscal calamity comes? When social programs are slashed? When the federal dollars stop coming? When the riots begin? You know what will happen? The American communists will do the exact same thing Mao did during the Communist Revolution. They will take all these already angry people and they will aim them squarely at you. And they will tell all these angry people, there, that's who did it. There's the bad guy right there. There's the landlord. Get him. Get his kids. Get his mom. Get anybody who knows him. That's the bad guy. You're experiencing pain? Oh, it's because of him. That's what they're going to do. There is an army of vicious little communist monsters in this country. Many, many of them, most of them young people, high school and college age. They've been educated over and over and over and over again in a way that has made them ready for violence. Not war, of course.
I know you're probably scoffing at that. Ah, oh, Jesse, I've seen these kids in their skinny jeans. They're not going to make it. Well, did you think that strong people were the vicious ones? It's always weak people who are the most vicious. Always, without fail. Why do you think Pol Pot had the 14 and 15-year-olds handle most of the torturing for him? It's always the little weaklings that are ready for violence. The strong man? You don't have to worry about him. He knows when to use it, when not. The young, the weakling? He's dying to use it. Dying to. You could say this is crazy all you want. I'm telling you right now, there is a reason these people can't be made to condemn any of what they're seeing. They're there to protect their communist foot soldiers.
On the right, among some Republicans who have called for students or foreign nationals who are demonstrating in some of these pro-Palestine demonstrations or, you know, allegedly pro-Hamas demonstrations to have their student visas pulled or to face deportation. What is the administration's response to those kinds of remarks and that kind of rhetoric?
I would just tell you, you don't have to agree with every sentiment that's expressed in a free country like this to stand by the idea, the First Amendment and the idea of peaceful protest. I'll leave it at that.
What? You want us to deport people who we brought here? Who are obviously very violent and murderous? No, after all, that's the First Amendment, baby. They're not going to deport anybody because they intend to send them to your home. That's what they're doing. And again, you can say this is crazy. It's over the top. You don't have to listen to me. You know what? Turn me off. If you don't believe me, go read history books. The entire history of communism goes exactly like this. This is what they do. They nurture generations of revolutionaries to hate themselves, hate their country, hate everything. That's what Mao did. Remember, the Cultural Revolution was about the four olds, and none of them even made sense. Like, they were so vague. Old ideas, old traditions. Wait, what does that even mean? A generation of angry young people? Oh, they took those words to heart. We're getting rid of all the old stuff. They're going to do the same thing to you. The same thing. And people can't see it. And that's what drives me crazy. By the way, Michael asked a question during the break. Why did he start the Great Leap Forward anyway, where he starved 40 million people? China was, at the time, so rural and so technologically backwards. They were so behind because they had been so war-torn and run by warlords. And then the Japanese came in. Mao saw China as being this industrial giant. He wanted big factories everywhere, and there were going to be. And so what he did, he realized how much agriculture China has, an absurd amount of agriculture, and he made everybody go be a farmer, essentially, of these gigantic communal farms, and he wanted to export the grain. That's part of the amazing cruelty of the Great Leap Forward, starving 40 million people to death while shipping trainload after trainload of food out of the country. And if they caught you sneaking a piece of grain, they'd bury you alive or shoot you in the face. That's what he did. That was the whole purpose. And people were angry about it. And angry people, an angry generation of young people prepped and ready to go. You know, it's not like these people would actually attack our food supply, though, like Mao did. They certainly would never try to take control of things like that to hurt us, would they? Oh, you think they would? Well, then I'm assuming you already have your 3-month food kit from My Patriot Supply, right? My Patriot Supply has emergency 3-month food kits prepped and ready to go. It's time to prepare as if the people in charge are hostile to you. That is just the bottom line, because they are. Part of that preparation is food. All the bullets in the world don't do you any good if you're starving to death. Go get a 3-month food kit for everyone who lives in your home. And I hope to God it goes to waste. And I hope 25 years from now, when it goes bad, you're sending me an email. I'll be kicked off the air by then. Jesse, dang it. But man, do you really think it's going to be 25 years before there's a serious problem? Go to preparewithjessekelly.com because they're selling them $200 off there. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Go get your emergency three-month food kit. Now, let's talk briefly about an attack, one we need to make preparations for. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, only like 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. I got this, speaking of the viciousness of them, Jesse, this weekend we had an event in our area that was protested by communists. They were outside taking pictures of everyone attending the event and have spent the last 48 hours pushing the employers to fire the people who attended the event. I know you tell us all the time, but it cannot be stressed enough. Do not hire these demons into your company. Look, realize what you're surrounded by. Do you remember that poll? I think I only spent a couple minutes on it last week, but they polled Joe Biden voters. You know, half the country voted for Joe Biden. They polled his voters. Half of the people who voted for Joe Biden believe speech should be regulated by the government. Please set aside these naive notions about, hey, we need to come together again. We need to heal divisions. No, we do not. That is an old way of thinking. We need to win. There will be no healing of divisions. We are in a domestic political battle, a cultural battle that will determine what this country looks like going forward. We should get involved nowhere and do nothing until we fix our problems on the home front, because we have raised generations of nasty little commies in this country, and they're prepped and ready to go. And all the people leading us, well, they don't give a crap. None of them give a crap. And I mean, look, I'm supposed to care about this.
I have to say, and it's my 10th term in Congress.
Yeah.
This is probably one of the most embarrassing things I've seen, because if we don't.
That's Congressman Mike McCaul. He's a Republican from Texas. He's talking about the speaker race. So that's embarrassing? Not the trillions and trillions in spending and things like that. It's the speaker, that we don't have a speaker of the House. That's what's supposed to be embarrassing. And speaking of attacks, I brought this up. You see what happened? Cyber attack slams into a casino and two hospitals. New York. Cyber attack. Remember, they have the ability to cripple our systems now. Sometimes big systems, sometimes small systems. I know unless you were sitting there playing the slots, you're probably not particularly stressed about the cyber attack of the casino. But don't forget, hackers attacked our pipeline and shut down. There were gas lines on the Eastern Seaboard right after Joe Biden got elected. I'm telling you, this cyber stuff is stuff to watch. And speaking of New York, oh, man, this murdered me. Kathy Hochul just got back from Israel.
Our videographer was kept out of some of the rooms that I went into. So the true horror is not revealed, but they really was a house of horror when I walked in and stepping over not just everything, broken glass, broken windows, the mattresses up against the wall covered in blood. And I needed to see that directly.
Sounds like New York City.
Not afraid to walk into a room like that and smell the smell of death and to experience that and be the person.
How bad do you feel for Israel that they had to host Kathy Hochul? And of course, what's she doing right there? All these politicians, they love to attach themselves to whatever war is going on so they can seem like warriors. That's why they've all visited Ukraine 18,000 times. That's why Joe Biden still gets up. It's a little hard to hear and brags about giving his uncle a Purple Heart, which, by the way, none of this ever happened again. This is 100% fabrication. But, you know, of course, Joe was basically on the front lines.
By the way, I told you about my uncle who won the Purple Heart, the Battle of the Bulge, and my father's younger brother. My father caned me after I was a senator. He said,
it's getting hard to even play him on the radio because he mumbles and so bad. You can't even understand what he's saying.
No, his brother's name was Frank. And he said, you know, Uncle Frank never got his Purple Heart. I think he could find out about that. I was a senator, so I found out. And sure enough, he did. So I got a Purple Heart for him. I invited him over to the house with the family to give it to him. He said, I don't want the damn thing. And I said, why? He said, the others died. I didn't. I don't want it.
I should note, it's not the first time he said that. This was Joe Biden a year ago. And I also want to make sure everyone knows, after he said this a year ago, his own staffers gently asked him, hey, please don't tell that story again. That's really disrespectful when everyone knows it's not true. But this was Joe Biden a year ago.
By the way, I told you about my uncle who won the Purple Heart, the Battle of Bulge, and my father's younger brother. My father came to me after I was a senator, and he said, you know, his brother's name was Frank. And he said, you know, Uncle Frank never got his Purple Heart. I think he could find out about that. I was a senator, so I found out, and sure enough, he did. So I got a Purple Heart for him. I invited him over to the house of the family to give it to him. He said, I don't want the damn thing. And I said, why? He said, the others died.
Yeah.
I didn't. Mm-hmm. I don't want it.
Speaking of Ukraine, there's been something on my mind, and we're going to talk about it here in a minute, but there's been something on my mind. I can't shake it. Before we get to that, let's do this real quick. I love it when people do the hard things. I have failed at that a million times in my life, but I admire it when others do. Like when we talk about preborn and this wonderful pro-life organization out there giving free ultrasounds to these women, it's easy to convince yourself that they're just, you know, well, they're probably all over Texas, you know, rural Texas or something like that. Preborn, they set up their pro-life clinics in the highest abortion areas of the country. They wade right into the belly of the beast. That's what preborn does. They find these women who are uniquely vulnerable, who are already about to go have an abortion, and they say, hey, how about a free ultrasound instead? Hey, not telling you anything, just a free ultrasound. She lays down and she hears the heartbeat, and that's why so many of them choose life. The vast majority of the time, they hear the heartbeat, it's over, because then she becomes a mother like that. Preborn does this with your donation. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. $28 is what that ultrasound costs. That's what I'm asking. $28. Preborn.com/Jesse. Now, back to this Ukraine stuff. It's on my mind, and it's on my mind for kind of a different reason. Because we addressed this a little bit last week, but I'm thinking about the Joe Biden address. The Joe Biden presidential address. Remember we had to interrupt the show for 15 minutes, and Joe Biden mumbled his way through demanding we have more money for Ukraine. And then Korean diversity hires out there saying the same thing. And John Kirby's saying the same thing. And Mitch McConnell's saying the same thing. Okay, well, we get all that. But here's what gets me. Joe Biden's poll numbers on every single issue, does not matter what the issue is. It's not that he's underwater. He's at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. Every issue. He is a man running for president, allegedly. He wants to be elected president again about a year from now. And he's polling horrifically on every single issue. And he stops the presses and interrupts everybody's television program and addresses the nation as if it's the most dire thing in the world that Ukraine keep getting money. He ties it directly to Israel to start playing on people's emotions. And then Corinne Diversity Hire echoes it. And John Kirby echoes it. And there's something there. I'm telling you, there is something there. There is a family connection there still that Joe Biden cannot afford to have uncovered. Call it a theory. That's probably what it is. I'll probably expand on it a little bit more at next hour, but we got to do Medal of Honor Monday first. Next.